You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. This year is the 50th anniversary of the premiere of the TV show The Mod Squad. It ran on ABC from 1968 until 1973. It starred Peggy Lipton, Clarence Williams III, and Michael Cole. Joining us as our newsmaker of the day, actor Michael Cole. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you. That was really neat. I haven't heard that, and I forgot about 50 years.
50th anniversary this year. How is that possible, Michael?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I look at somebody, I have some friends still around, you know, actors, and then they say, wait a minute, what year is this? Oh, my Lord.
Well, how old were you when you were cast on the Mod Squad?
Early 20s.
Did that change your life?
Oh, man, did it change my life. I was born and raised with really not too much. I never knew my dad. I never had a dad, really. And I was drinking early and fighting and in trouble. And it's kind of like the Mod Squad.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the Mod Squad was created by Aaron Spelling and Danny Thomas.
Yeah, they were the producers. Aaron was mostly, you know, hands-on. And some interesting stuff. When I first started acting, I came out here from Wisconsin. let me put it this way. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just had to get out of Wisconsin because I was getting in so much trouble and already drinking and stuff like that. And if I can stop drinking, anybody can stop drinking. And I've got quite a few years now. But anyway, I left Madison, Wisconsin, and I got a job bartending across from this beautiful theater. And the actors would come in after their show and just start talking and that. And I always felt something inside, Mark, that had to do with the arts. And I became, hell, I can do this. I know I can. And one night a producer came in. Am I taking up too much
time? Not at all.
Okay, a producer came in, and he said, one of my friends told me you are interested in acting. I said, it's more than interested. I think I have to do it. I have a theory, Mark, that if it's inside you, any creative endeavor, if it's inside you and it's real, you've got to get it out. Otherwise, it will take its toll. And it started to in me, but, you know, with drinking and getting in trouble and all that stuff. So anyway, this producer guy says, you got to find an actor's workshop. You got to study. And the rest is pretty much history. I can say this because it's all true.
I think what's fascinating is that you moved to the Los Angeles Hollywood area with no intention of going into acting. It's just something you discovered that was within you.
Well, you know where that was pounding away in there, Mark, and it was something, but I didn't quite know what. And I knew it was in the arts and stuff like that, but after talking to these actors from across the street, I said, maybe that's it. I think the actor always has to trust their instincts.
Michael, what made the Mod Squad so successful?
Quite a few things, really. When I first met Aaron Spelling, I got in a big argument with him, which was my nature, I guess. And I said, what's the name of this thing? And I hadn't worked at all yet. And he said, Mod Squad. I said, that's the dumbest name I ever heard. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Anyway, he said, calm down. It's about caring. I was very, very proud once we started going. And we talked to the writers all the time to keep it contemporary and to fit it. I did anyway. Fit it into my own life. And after Aaron said it was about caring, I said, okay, let's give this a shot, because it was huge. I mean, it really got to me. And my James Dean mean thing, attitude kind of left, and I made sure that my character and Clarence and Peg made sure that we never took advantage of a young person. We always tried to help them.
You've written a brand new book. It's an autobiography, and the title is I Played the White Guy. Have you received any flack over the title of your book?
Everybody loves it. I did that as the play on words.
Sure.
You know, as we talk to people and have, doing PR and stuff like that, they say, Michael, you're I'm the white guy.
You're the white guy from the
Clarence Monster. Clarence and I were standing right there.
You are going to be in Sonora this Saturday for a book signing. You are going to be at Legends Books Antiques and Old Fashioned Soda Fountain. Legends is located at 131 South Washington Street. You're going to be there this Saturday beginning at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to sign your book, I Played the White Guy. And I know a lot of people here want to meet you, but how did you pick Sonora, California, of all places?
One of the ladies that kind of runs one of the fan clubs, she said, will you come up here? Would you be willing to come up here around Sonora and all that? Absolutely. It's beautiful. And she said, and Mark Trubner will be, he's got radio shows. I said, you're kidding. Thank you.
We are looking forward to meeting you. And again, it's 2 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. We've been speaking with Michael Cole from the Mod Squad. He'll be in Sonora this Saturday. Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. God bless. Bye-bye.